This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us on this Friday night in just a couple of days. It's the annual Take Back the Night rally hosted by Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center, with this being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we're going to talk about that and another fundraiser coming up as well for Safe Harbor with Lindsay Kelso, who works there. Thanks so much for coming in. I'm sorry you've not been feeling well, but hopefully you're doing better.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm feeling much better. Well, thank you for having me tonight, Will.
Yeah, good. Glad to have you and glad you're feeling better for sure. As always, I think maybe for those who don't know, talk a little bit in detail about the extent of what it is Safe Harbor does in relation to those who've been affected by domestic violence.
So Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center serves the Knox County community, and really we're all about empowering survivors of domestic violence. Domestic violence, you know, looks different for everybody. We serve men, women, children of all ages. We have youth, the elderly. We serve. We don't turn anybody away, you know, regardless of race, religion, ethnic background, anything like that.
In terms of the people you serve, what are those numbers like these days? And are they going up? Are they going down? Are they steady? I imagine if they're going up, that might mean that unfortunately, domestic violence may be as prevalent as I fear it is in this area.
Right. And, you know, we have seen a slight increase, and it may be because of that, but it could also be that more and more people are seeking help, so which is a good thing. You know, we would rather them come and utilize our services rather than keep silent about what's going on.
Are you going to them maybe when they don't feel completely comfortable going that route?
It's all about when they're ready. You know, everybody has their own timing and different reasons. But our numbers this past year, we've served roughly 775 people this last fiscal year.
Wow. Okay.
About 500 of those being adults and a little under 300 of those being children.
So almost almost two adults for every one kid, if my bad attempt at math is any
indication. I'm not even going to try. So that sounds good to me, yeah.
So clearly we've established that the need is there. So that's where, first, where the Take Back the Night rally comes is I know that that's a time where victims of domestic violence end up sharing their stories, and not for the same reason or the same cause, but I recently went through the same thing with another event here in town. That's that where when you share your story, that can be both so scary and so empowering at the same time, can't it?
Right, exactly. I mean, really, the rally is all about the community coming around survivors of domestic violence and showing them that they are not alone, that they are in a safe place where they can share their story and know that they're going to be accepted and we're going to stand with them.
At the same time, though, how do you get through to somebody maybe to encourage them to share their story? I imagine you probably run into a lot of victims that either just aren't ready or maybe a little unsure about it. What do you say to those people in terms of maybe sharing that, A, unfortunately, this could happen to you, but B, you're going to be okay?
Right. Well, we really like to encourage people to share their story because their story could be the one thing that sparks somebody else into getting out of a violent relationship. They could inspire somebody else to take that step forward and seek help. So we really encourage our survivors to share their story to potentially help somebody else that's in a similar situation to themselves.
You've been at Safe Harbor for a little while now, Lindsay. What keeps you going helping these people? How are you continued to be motivated to help them?
Well, like any social service agency, it can be a stressful environment,
sure,
but also a very rewarding environment. I've been here for just a little over a year. In fact, this year at the radio was one of my first big things that I did on the job. I recall the
baptism by fire. Yeah.
Yes. So I was. I'm much more. I'm much less nervous this time around. So, but really, what keeps me there is just seeing the impact that you can make on people's lives in your own community. I mean, you could be having a bad week, and then, you know, one person comes in and tells how much we've been able to help them, and it just completely turns your week around.
Yeah, and that's probably a lot of maybe what you might encourage some people who speak at the rally to say, too, is how much that, one, help is available for you, and two, that this help is, I don't want to say life-saving, but maybe it is.
Right. I mean, I don't think that a lot of people realize, you know, what all services we offer at Safe Harbor. Mm-hmm. We have economic assistance. So if somebody's coming out of a relationship and possibly moving residences, they may start out with nothing.
Sure.
So we're able to help them, you know, get back on their feet. But the ultimate goal is to empower them to be able to make it on their own eventually. But we're that bridge to get them there.
All right. So then that leads again back to the Take Back the Night rally, which is going to be held at Safe Harbor this year.
It is. We're going to bring it home, and we're going to have it right on the front lawn of Safe Harbor.
Great. So talk about times, what will be happening, that sort of thing.
All righty. Well, the event is Tuesday, October 22nd.
This coming Tuesday.
Yep, this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m. We're just going to meet on the front lawn. The address is 1188 West Main Street here in Galesburg. So we're going to have some T-shirts to give away. We're going to have the opportunity for survivors to speak out and share their story. Whether you're a client of ours or not, anybody who's been through something or has a family member, a friend that's been through something is more than willing to speak out and just share what they've been through. And then we're also going to have a candlelight vigil just to really show that we are in this together and that we are standing by for these survivors.
Again, this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m. at Safe Harbor's headquarters here in Galesburg. You can find out more about that on the community events page of WGIL.com. And then right after that, in a couple of weeks, you have a big fundraiser that will help continue to support everything that you do for the victims of domestic violence.
We do. 2 weeks from tomorrow, actually. So yeah. Saturday, November 2nd from 6 to 10 p.m., we're going to have our annual fall fundraiser. This is our 15th annual. It's going to be located at Cedar Creek Hall, which is 571 East North Street here in Galesburg.
Mm-hmm.
You can purchase tickets at the door for $15. And what that includes is food for the night. We're going to have a nice array of food, live entertainment provided by No Reason.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a raffle drawing for a $250 Visa gift card, lottery tree, and lots of baskets to bid on.
That's great. Love that. That's, again, going to be November 2nd at Cedar Creek Hall. I believe that's also on the community events page of WGIL.com. Talk a little bit, again, just one more time about some of the services you provide the victims, because that's what the proceeds to this go to.
So all of the proceeds from the auction are going to go right into our client services, which include economic assistance such as food, it could be emergency shelter, transportation, clothing, and just all of our services we offer at Safe Harbor.
That's wonderful. So get a lot of people out there. You can purchase tickets ahead of time for that, correct?
Yes. If you'd like to purchase tickets, go ahead and call our office at 309-343-7233.
All right. Can you just show up at the door and be able to get in?
Yep. A lot of people just show up at the door.
Very good. All right. And then I know after that in December, close to Christmas, our stations will try to get you a boatload of toys to help the kids that have been affected by domestic violence have a little bit of a better Christmas. But we'll talk about that when that happens.
So. All right. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Lindsay Kelso with Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck with these events. And thanks for all you and Safe Harbor does for the community.
All right. Thank you for having us, Will.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Kim Commando and sports coming up on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.